Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Revving Sunday Soul Connection. I invite you to take a deep breath in. Just allow yourself to settle wherever you are, whether you're lying down or sitting up. Let us be intentional of our time together as we begin, as always, with Naturally 7, and let it be.
Together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. And I pray that our life will be better. Take us to the closer to you.
As always, I applaud you for just taking us 45 minutes out of the 1,440-odd that is promised to you today to just let it be. This is our time of deepening down into our connection with the sacred that is within us, that is us as us. This is a time when we leave aside all the thoughts and concerns about what we have to do today or the week ahead. This is food for our soul. This is nourishment for our spirit. I have to remind you, you're not doing this to score brownie points with God. As I have been banging on these past few weeks, you are God. So it is simply a conscious connection of coming back to that remembrance. Because I know for certain, like me, we drop out of our divinity, out of remembering our divine nature, to dropping back into I'm only human. I feel that my call is to keep reminding myself, as I remind you, we are not just only human. We are divine. We are God. And I know that is such a big leap of faith to accept that. Because all of our conditioning, everything that we've heard or learned or been taught in our upbringing, has made us separate from God. That God Almighty dwells in the clouds up in the heavens somewhere. And we are but lowly mortals on the dust, here to suffer. Nothing could be further from me. And so, my beloved, my theme for today is taken from my closing song, which I was going to share with you last week, but Spirit gave me something else at the end, entitled, I Am Yours. When I heard the lyrics of this song, it grabbed me. A true reminder to come back to the acknowledgement, the remembrance of who I am and whose I am. Because unless we can keep that to the forefront of our consciousness, we keep dropping into the I'm only humanness. And that, my beloved, is a phrase that I want to eradicate from yours and mine vocabulary. Yesterday I shared for our the quote from William James, who was an amazing 19th century mystic who, if you haven't read, I always urge you should read his seminal work, As a Man Thinketh. It is only a small book, but powerful beyond control. One of the first books I read many, many moons ago. And he said the cause of human failure is that we have a lack of faith in our true self. We have the lack of faith. Not God is punishing or judging or separating those who are considered worthy and those who are not. It is us. It is our lack of faith that separates us from the awareness, from the connection, from the understanding that we are God. Not God as something separate from us, but God as us. We have forgotten our true identity. And that, I feel, is the one topic that I will keep coming back to. Because as you know your true identity and live from that identity, how you approach life, how you deal with life, how you experience life will change radically. Radically. Always I will come back to the teachings of the way-shower, Jesus, Yeshua, who showed us. He was not the exception, but was constantly reminding us that we have the tools within us, because we too are. And so when he said, no man cometh to the Father but by the Son, i.e. that awakened awareness of knowing that we are all divine children of God, that we are all made in the image and likeness that is health and wholeness and perfection. Unless we come into that awareness, we cannot realize our true God nature. Etty Hiltzian, who was this wonderful woman who in World War II was a Jew, eventually she was captured. She did a lot of work with the Jews before being captured and sent and was killed. And she said, we have to fight them daily, like fleas. There's many small worries about the morrow, for they sap our energies. The things that have to be done must be done. And for the rest, we must not allow ourselves to become infested with thousands of petty fears and worries. So many motions of no confidence in God. Ultimately, we have just one moral duty, to reclaim large areas of peace in ourselves, more and more peace, and reflect it towards others. And the more peace there is in us, the more peace there will also be in our troubled world. That's so descriptive. We have to keep continuously fighting them like fleas, because that's the trouble. Like fleas, our fears keep multiplying. And unless we deal with them on a daily and moment-to-moment basis by being present in every moment, we will allow them to overtake us and overrun us. Yesterday, a dear friend of mine took me for my birthday to see Dr. Joe Dispenza. I've seen him many times, and I think he's a really wonderful person. Well, I knew he was going to be, but I've seen him before, so it was not my intention to see him again. But she said, please, let me take you. And so I did. And so I sat next to a young lady, and she said, had I seen him before? And I said, many times. But I believe it doesn't matter how many times you may see someone, stay open. Because it might be just one sentence they say that will grab you. And so she had asked me, after a little while, had I got my one sentence. I said, not yet, but ask me at the end of it. And my one sentence that I actually got from the whole day's conference was that he said, it is your personality that creates your personal reality. I'm going to repeat that. It is your personality that creates your personal reality. I love that. That was my one sentence that I got for the day. That was my reason for being in that conference. Just to hear that one line, that one sentence, that truly compounds what I have been saying and want to continue to say. It's your personality, your belief that you're only human that creates the reality that you're having. The reality of being only human is that I am prone to be sick. I will suffer from lack and limitation, that I will have not enough. That personality, that human belief in your limitation is creating your reality, your experiences. He went on to say, and I got two sentences, because he said, it's not cause and effect, but what are you causing to affect? And your limited thoughts and beliefs about your life and how life has been and how it's continuing is causing the effects of your experiences, your reality. My beloved, when you know who you are in God as a child of God, as God in expression, you move beyond the fear and the limitation and the worry of I am only human. You move beyond the constraints and the boundaries and all that you think that being human limits you. You see, Jesus looked beyond his only human label to see his divine nature. He claimed for himself, I am the light of the world. I am truth. I am love. I am. He knew who he was and has been reminding us who we are if we pay attention. And the reason so often we're not able to pay attention is because we keep dropping out of consciousness. We keep hooking back to the past. The past does not and cannot contain the answers for where we need to be in the moment and where we want to be in the future. Always the ego wants to play safe, and the past is the familiar territory with which it can play safe with. God is as you need to do a new thing. The Bible says, behold, I make all things new. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead, because he knows the past needs to stay in the past. If we are to step into our divine nature, we need to be able to do a new thing. We need to be able to be ready to step into the unknown, because the unknown is where God is doing the work. God is not a God of yesterday. God is a present tense God, a now God, a God in this moment, a God, a present tense God, who is doing for you whatever you are thinking and feeling and believing and speaking forth for yourself. That is why, I cannot emphasize it enough, that is why, when you know who you are as God, in expression, in a physical form, when you allow that personality to truly permeate and percolate in and through and as you, then your personal reality will change. 2 + 2 will always equal 4, whether you're on the moon, on Mars, or on Earth. This is the truth of life. You don't need to be religious. You don't need to be spiritual. You simply need to understand you are the master of your fate. You are the controller of your destiny. Nobody is doing something to you. Nobody has that power unless you give it to them. You, my beloved, ah, God. My sacred text comes from Psalm 46, verse 1 to 5. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, So the earth gives way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. You see, the psalmist knew who God is and where God was, and that God is everything that we need for everything that we need. God is not sitting in the sky. God is not separate from us. God is not removed from us, but God is within us. Our celestial poem is by Quirinius Howard, entitled Hold On God Has Said. When you feel all down, God is around. So don't ever pout, he said, there's no doubt. He loves us the same, but don't ever change. So when in doubt, it will come about. So use your faith and stand in place. My story is entitled The Elephant Rope. As a man was passing the elephants, he suddenly stopped, confused by the fact that these huge creatures were being held by only a small rope tied to their front leg. No chains, no cages. It was obvious that the elephants could at any time break away from their bonds, but for some reason they did not. He saw a trainer nearby and asked why these animals just stood there and made no attempt to get away. Well, the trainer said, when they were very young and much smaller, we used the same sized rope to tie them, and at that age it's enough to hold them. As they grow up, they are conditioned to believe they cannot break away. They believe that the rope can still hold them, so they never try to break free. The man was amazed. These animals could at any time break free from their bonds, but because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck right where they were. Like the elephants, many of us go through life hanging on to a belief that we cannot do something simply because we failed at it once before. Failure is a part of learning, and we should never give up in the struggle for life. I particularly love that story, because to me it speaks of how the conditioning we had as children, as young adults, and even into our older adulthood, the fears, the limiting beliefs and thoughts and ideas were the ropes that have held us back. They were given to us and tied us up when we were young. But for some of us, we're still thinking that those same ropes, those same fears, are still holding us down. Like the elephants, as big as they are now, they still feel bound and unable to move or break free based on what happened to them when they were young. And my beloved, if we do not make the conscious effort to move beyond and break free of those limiting thoughts and beliefs that were given to us when we were young, we too will be forever bound up to a limited reality, to a limited experience of life, for always feeling that somehow there should be more and we're not getting it. My science of mind reading is entitled, The Deeper We Go, The Higher We Fly. The first quote comes from Malika E. Nura, who says, submit to a daily practice. Keep knocking, and the joy inside will eventually open a window. The second quote comes from The Science of Mind, page 106. Ernest Holmes says, whatever is true of the universe as a whole must also be true of the individual as some part of this whole. The author writes, it is our consistent practice that deepens our relationship with the One. This is a practice of recognizing that the love intelligence is always present, representing itself in all ways. You, my beloved friend, are the way that spirit, love, joy, peace, manifests itself here. Taking time daily to connect with the source is one of the most important activities you can engage in. It takes more than just saying we are rooted in truth to be rooted in truth. It takes the commitment of a gardener to make sure those roots are cared for. This is where prayer, meditation, journaling, and exercise comes in. Just as the farmer tends to the crops, we must tend to the crops of our thinking. Recognizing there is a power and a presence that is greater than we are. Recognizing that we can use this power and presence to live an abundant life. It's what makes this life exciting. Think about it. As we deepen our relationship with the One, we become one and open to the infinite possibilities that allow us to fly higher than we ever imagined. Be excited about deepening your relationship with Spirit. The deeper you go, the higher you fly. Out of all your relationships, this is the one you can truly want to cultivate. When this relationship is solid, every other relationship must follow, because there is only one life. That life is perfect. That life is your life now. How cool is that? And so with that, let us go within, into our practice, into our cave, our sanctuary of the heart, and let us take a moment to deepen into our sacred connection with the source of our being. And if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation. Always at this time, I'm mindful of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." We can go for days, weeks without food or water, but we can only go for moments without the breath. It is the chi, it is the prana, it is the life force, it's the energy that animates, quickens, enlivens us. So now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Out. Out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." As you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out slowly." Deeper. as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, I'm only human. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, I am God. Inhale, I'm only human. I am God. I am only human. I am God. I'm 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 only human. I am God. Now here in the cave, in the sanctuary of the heart, let us take a moment to set the intention for our week ahead. In our mind's eye, as we see and visualize whatever it is that we want, let us add the feeling component to it. What does it look and feel like? For each one, it's different. For each one of us, we have a different need for what we want for ourselves. For some, it might be healing. For others, it might be relationships. For others, it might be our business. Choose and see for yourself now. Be intentional. Do not add any fears or worries in this vision. Simply only that which you wish to be, have, do, or experience. The whys and hows are not your concern. Thank you. take a deep breath in as we enter consciously into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. And we're going to consciously hold in our hearts all that's happening in Syria, Yemen, and all parts of the world where there is conflict, war, tension. We know that we live, move, and have our being in the divine omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence that is spirit, that is holy, that is wholeness, that is divine. We know that we are not only one with, but one, an expression of the divine itself. As we are knowing and holding and believing this truth for ourselves, we know it, hold it, and believe it for all the expressions of God, irrespective of their religion, their race, their color, their creed, their sexual orientation, whether they are two-legged, four-legged, winged, or hoofed. We see that we are connected to everything and everyone, for everything and everyone is a part of the one life, the one presence, the one power, that is known by many names but is beyond all names. The supreme ground of our being, the infinite intelligence, Allah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Brahma, Krishna, Buddha nature, Jesus, simply referred to it as the divine beloved, creator and source of my being and all that is. In this moment, as we consciously connect with you, may we embody, embrace the truth and the reality of our being, that we are you, that we are God, that we are not simply merely humans, but we are divine in nature and in being. We are divine expressions of the one and infinite life, and that one infinite life is health, is wholeness, is perfection. And so we declare that for ourselves in our physical form, in all aspects of our life, in all aspects of our relationships. We know that we are expressions of love. Love is who we are. Love is the reason for our being. Love is what we are here to express. So in this realization, in this conscious connection, we speak the word for everyone and anything that is in need of healing right here, right now. Whether it be in their physical forms, in their financial bank accounts, in their relationships, in their jobs, whatever it is, we're speaking this word for right and perfect expression. We know that our word shall not return unto its void, but shall accomplish wherein it has been sent. We're holding in our hearts all the places that we have known that there is conflict, war, and strife, as we know oneness, as we know that we're all interconnected. What happens to one is happening to us all. So in whatever way, whatever shape or form we can do to make or ease the difference in another's hardship in this life, let us not fail to do so. Let us not think that what we do is too small and therefore not bother. Let us step up and step into being the conscious beings that we are as divine expressions of life. We know that everything, as it is written, comes from you, with whom there is no shadow or change or variation. So for your infinite life, your endless blessings, your eternal grace, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Ashe, hallelujah, amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayers. Stretch your hand up towards the sky and say out loud, I open myself to all of life that is both within and around me. Cross your hands, your wrists, palms down over your heart and say, I am love and I am one with all that love is. Bringing your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and say, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your side, palms open, facing outwards, and say, I give thanks for all the good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and say, I release and let go. And so it is. And as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmation, take another deep breath in.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
And so we'll start with the affirmations followed by the Buddhist meditations. And I want you to be really conscious of the words as you repeat them. There's absolutely no point in mouthing words if you are not prepared to embody what they are saying. My invitation is constantly for you to step into your wholeness. And that requires that you have to leave behind certain ways of thinking, feeling, believing in the past. For it will hinder you from growing, evolving, and becoming the true expression of life, love, and perfection that you are. So my first affirmation, if you repeat after me, from our Science of Mind reading says, I have a deep connection with God.
I have a deep connection with God.
I am one in God.
I am one in God.
I am one with all of life.
I am one with all of life.
Our Buddhist meditations, I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly,
in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. So, my beloved, as we come to the end of today's Sunday Soul, I invite you to join me on Thursday for our midweek prayer top-up, our 10 minutes at 10 a.m., and again next Sunday. My benediction for you today as we close. Whatever wilderness the Spirit has brought you to, walk in boldness. As a beloved child of God, walk in peace. Under the shelter of the Most High, walk in faith. Knowing Christ is within, with you. Amen. My closing song is from my favorite artist of the moment, Lauren Daigle. This is entitled, I Am Yours. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Trust you enjoyed it as much as I did. That's Lauren Daigle, and I am yours. Beloved, have a beautiful Sunday, and I look forward to joining you once again either Thursday or Sunday for our Sunday Soul Connection. God bless.
Thank you.